Down and Distance. Down and Distance. Down and Distance. On WGNRadio.com.
Walter Payton came to Chicago. He electrified this city. He woke this city up. And I know in my heart, young man, that boy, Deshaun Watson, he's going to wake this city back up. We're going to do the Super Bowl shuffle once again in Chicago.
It's the future.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome into Down and Distance. Jared Payton alongside my man Ernie Skatton, Shy Voice Man on Twitter. Follow him on Twitter. I'm at Payton Sun on Twitter, PaytonSun. The NFL draft. It doesn't seem like there's enough buzz going on around this draft. Maybe because now it's in Philly, it's not in Chicago, we're not draft town anymore. But there's a lot of stuff to talk about, to dive into, and what the Bears are going to do with that third pick overall. Do they use it? Do they trade down? There's so many different scenarios that can happen, and I'm looking forward to seeing what the Bears do, because this is a critical draft for Ryan Pace and this Bears regime, and to figure out what they're going to do to move forward to get this Bears team back on track and this organization back on track to where they need to be. And I think where Bears fans want them to be, and that's competitive. I think you have to be competitive first, though, in your division. And when you look at the division right now, it's still that team from Wisconsin that you
cheese curds.
You think about cheese curds and cheese with that is still on top of this division, and how this Bears team can get back to that. And we're going to take your phone calls today at 312-644-4110. Call us, man. We want to talk. Ernie, we put it out there, but first we got somebody on the lines. All right, man, who we got on the line?
Jared, what's going on? Ernie, what's going on? It's Chief from Newark, New Jersey, diehard Bears fan, man.
What's up, man? What's going on? Hey, what do you want to see the Bears do with that third overall pick, man?
I want to see them go after Deshaun Watson. I'm going to tell you why. I know a lot of Bears fans want a defensive back or a cornerback like Lattimore, Jamal Walker, and everything. I got you. But check this out. I want them to go after Deshaun Watson, because I know Deshaun Watson is going to be a Packer killer. We got to get a quarterback. Now, I know we got Glennon right now, but Glennon don't strike me as a Packer killer. I hope he proves me wrong, but the look he got don't say I'm a Packer killer. I know Deshaun Watson, that young man will go after the Aaron Rodgers and them Packer boys, and he going to kill them. And once we get that quarterback, then we can concentrate on the defensive back, the cornerback, and our backup. But we need somebody to lead that offense and put them points on the board when it's crunch time. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so this is what I'm getting. I understand. Most Bears fans, and yesterday when I put the picture out of Deshaun Watson in the Bears uniform, a lot of people, a lot of comments, and I would say half and half are pro getting Watson, being the quarterback. But the thing long term, and I think actually short term, is that he's probably not going to start right away. So if you already have Glennon and you have Sanchez, I think to make that pick at number three, if that's your guy, if that's what Ryan Pace believes is going to be his future, then guess what? The time is going to start ticking right when he makes that pick of when he's going to start, and if that guy is going to be the guy that can kind of lead this team at that position. Listen, I look at all these quarterbacks, and I've watched them all. I've watched them all. All I need to see is two games, and that's the national championship games against Alabama, because the reason why the Alabama games are so big is because for me, as a guy that watches college football probably more than the NFL, I judge everybody on how they play against that Alabama defense. And to see what he did back-to-back years in the national championship game, you have to give this credit. And for people to say that Deshaun Watson doesn't have that it factor, and he doesn't have this, he doesn't have that, then you must not watch games then, because he does have that. Listen, does he have the strongest arm in this draft? No, he doesn't. Can he throw a deep ball? Yes, he does. Does he throw interceptions? Yeah, his final year, yeah, he threw a lot of interceptions, probably which ones that he wishes he could have back, but it comes down to it. If that's your guy, and the Bears need a guy at that position long term, and if Ryan Pace believes that that's the guy, listen, I can't fault him for that, and I'm looking forward to seeing what they do with the pick, man.
And also, Jared, one more thing before I let you go. Now, do you know, you see what you just said? Do you know how much heart it takes to not only beat Alabama, but come back? Because they was down. He came back. And them Alabama boys giving it to them. They were sacking them. And if they didn't sack them, they hit them real hard. Boom! You know what the type of mental toughness you got to have to come back and beat a team like Alabama? Come on, now. We got to take Deshaun Watson if he's available. Because I know if we pass on Deshaun Watson, we're going to regret it in the future, man. But thanks for taking my call, Jared. Keep doing your thing, man.
Hey, man, on the East Coast, man, we love you out
love
there,
the
man.
Love the East Coast.
We love
man.
The East Coast.
Love the East Coast.
That's kind of the deal, man. A lot of people just trying to figure out what they want to do. Ernie, listen,
Here's my thing.
Tell me your thing.
I am not saying that we should not draft Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
Are we sure about Deshaun Watson? Do you, I don't want to say waste, because I don't know if you're wasting, but do you take a shot with the third pick of the draft on a commodity that you're not absolutely positive about, or do you take a shot with the third pick of the draft and finish off your defense with one of these defensive backs, either a ball hawk or a straight hitter like Jamal Adams? I'm going to let you know at the end who I think they should take.
All right. We're going back out to the lines. 312-644-4110. Who we got on the line?
This is Mike.
What's going on, Mike? Listen, we're talking about the NFL draft, the Bears. We want to know what you would do with that third overall pick.
All right. First off, big fan. I named my son after your dad.
Oh, man. You got to I gotta love that, man. I appreciate that.
He was the best. So you got to go with Adams, hands down. You got to have a ball hawk in the back. Our defense is what wins championships, man. Watson, those guys are going to be dropping in the second round. Nobody wants them right now.
I'm with you. I think that it's hard not to in this draft, in this year, 2017, with all the defensive prospects that are game changers, not to be able to take a game changer. Jamal Adams, right out the gate, when he gets into your organization and steps into your facility, he is a leader, he is a good football player, and he's a guy that can come in and be an impact. And for a team that hasn't had a safety in a long time, this is a big deal. But he is not your ball hawk. He is more of your strong safety. So that's the thing where you look at some of the other guys like Malik Hooker, and he's more of a ball hawk. But with him, there's injuries, and he's coming off of having surgery with a torn labrum. Can you go another year, though, Mike, and with having Kevin White, who got injury prone, a lot of injury issues, to take another flyer on a guy that has medical red tape around him?
I mean, that's true. That's the thing, right? I mean, if we had the magic eight ball, we could just say who we're going to pick that's going to last. But we've got to, you know, I know we have some good trades in this, or some good offseason pickups, but, you know, our defense is getting shredded, it seems like, every year by Rodgers. I mean, I'll put it out there. You know, so we gotta find a way to stop anybody from moving the ball on us and give our offense a chance without having to go 80 yards every time they need to make a touchdown.
Mike, I agree with you more than I agree with the other side of the argument. You say, Jared, you said you're taking a flyer on a possible injury-prone defensive back. Aren't you kind of taking a flyer on Watson? Isn't he a flyer? I mean, he did perform phenomenally through college, but isn't that still a flyer on him?
I think you're taking a flyer on anybody, but we're talking about injuries. Listen, Mike, we appreciate your call, man. Thank you for calling. All these guys you're taking a flyer on, right?
Yeah,
In the grand scheme of things, you're taking a flyer on all these guys because you don't know how they're going to kind of – you know how they're going to project in different by listening to these different draft gurus and how they're going to come in and play and what they should do, their expectations.
Well,
but
I would hope.
But it's hard, though. Injuries, Earn, you can't.
Right,
injuries.
Absolutely.
If you got injury history, it's like, okay, let's go back to you and I being dads and at home and what we did not too long ago. Both of us purchased cars, right? Like,
purchased cars.
And when you're purchasing a car, you know, the one thing that you want to do is you want to go through and look at the safety regulations. And for me, it's how is the baby seats and how they fit in and all that stuff, right? That's what I look at first.
Right.
But then if you buy a used car, you know what that means? That you got to go in and you got to get the Carfax and see what happened. And if you go through the Carfax and there's been a lot of, you know, wrecks on this car, you look at it, you go,
electrical fire under the hood.
I don't know if I'm going to buy this
one.
Right,
the tire fell off on the side.
So we're talking about
You're talking about the safest flyer.
The safest flyer. And I don't know if Deshaun Watson is the safest flyer. But I know that the quarterback position is the biggest position and the most prominent position in all sports.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's what everybody's looking for. And for a guy, Ryan Pace, that hasn't taken a quarterback in the last two drafts.
After saying he would always take a quarterback.
So now you're going to have to start taking quarterbacks. And guess what? Bears fans are going to have to get used to it. You're going to have to get used to it. So if it's not the right time, and like it or not, Ryan Pace, if he makes that, he pulls the trigger at three and gets Watson, I told you, the clock starts.
His
career here in Chicago is going to be with that Watson pick and when he gets on the field and if he can perform, if he can't perform. I'm glad I don't have to take that. I'm glad I don't have to take that risk, but we have to go back out to the phone lines real quick. Who we got on the phone?
Yes, hi. Mr. Peyton Jarrett?
Yes, ma'am. It is me.
Hey, how you doing? Now, my name is Ms. Nancy. I'm from the west side of Chicago. Now, you might not remember, but you was a little young and you was very young. Now, I remember when your father, Walter Payton, came to Chicago, he electrified this city. He woke this city up. And then that's when they brought on everybody else, and we made that 85-86 Super Bowl champion Chicago Bears. And I know in my heart, young man, that boy, Deshaun Watson, he's going to wake this thing back up, and we're going to do the Super Bowl shuffle once again in Chicago. We need Deshaun Watson. Now, I might be an old lady, but I know what I'm talking about. Deshaun Watson, he's going to wake up. Let me tell you something. If we get one more named Lattimore, Hooker, or Jamal, whatever his name is, the offense, a smart offense could avoid them boys. But if you got a quarterback, you can't avoid a quarterback because that ball won't get in that quarterback's hand. So if we get that quarterback, we going to the Super Bowl. Chicago Bears Super Bowl shovels again.
Miss Nancy, I want to tell you I love you so much, and God bless you. Listen, I love you so much, and you just threw out a bunch of names, so I know you know your football.
She's changed my mind.
I know you know your football. That's what I'm looking for.
I'm not going to start no trouble. I'm just here to do the Super Bowl shuffle.
Hey, Miss Nancy, listen.
I
love you so much. And listen, you can't go wrong. It's very, very hard. And any time that you take a pick and you're choosing in the NFL draft, you never know how it's going to go. But when you watch Deshaun Watson, it's hard not to say that he doesn't have that it factor and to like what the potential is. A lot of people they think that there's a ceiling to what he can do. But you never really know how hard guys want to work. And honestly, you never really know how guys want to take it to the next level. Because you look at my dad, he was God gifted him with a lot of talents. But when he came out of Jackson State, he was not the biggest. He wasn't the strongest and he wasn't the fastest. He worked harder than everybody else. And he honed his skills, and which made him, to me, the best player, football player to ever play in the NFL. So
that's right. Without a doubt. That's right.
Miss Nancy, listen, God bless you and thank you for calling.
God
I appreciate
bless you
it.
Too. Bless your heart and bless your co-host heart too, because he make this show good just right along with you. Thank you both.
Thank you. I love
thank
you.
Thank you.
Oh, man. That's Earn. That's what I'm talking about.
She's changed my opinion.
She said that boy is going to electrify Chicago.
She laid it down, but she knew who she was talking about. I see another Hooker or Lattimore or Jamal, whatever his name is.
I'm going to be honest with you. When she said the Hooker part, I thought she was talking because we live in Chicago. Right. So I didn't know where she was going with that. But Miss Nancy, God bless you. We appreciate you calling in and talking here on Down and Distance. 312-644-4110. We're taking calls. I gotta address something because I was gonna get into it with Miss Nancy, but I decided not to. But there's no for sure thing, and everybody's talking about Myles Garrett being, you know, overall number one. And after his combine and those numbers that were being shown, it was like a for sure thing that, you know, that you think that the Browns are gonna take him at number one. It's a for sure thing. They've already showed their hand of what they want to do.
So you think that's true? You really think
I think they really want Mitchell Trubisky. I think they want a quarterback. And so what they're trying to do is they're trying to sour Myles Garrett's name and put it out there that, listen, he's not any good, because if they do take Mitchell, that it won't be – their fans won't be upset. Their fans won't be upset. Right. But listen
– you see the story that he's not as good as you think. He's not – he doesn't have a motor. He doesn't try as hard. And then you build up the Trubisky, and then you're fine. And your fans don't kill you, and you get another year or two to really screw that franchise up.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I'd have a hard time. I really would. I'd have a hard time. Like,
how can that franchise continually do wrong, though?
Because of who's running it. Well, that's the reason. It's not only about having the players. It's about having the people in the organization to be able to make sure you guys are running smoothly. Go back to what we've seen here in Chicago. Over the last, what, since 2010, we've watched the Blackhawks, and what we've done is we put faith into Stan Bowman to be able to figure out how ways to maneuver around that cap to get guys. Okay, the last 2 years, it hasn't worked out.
Wheels may be coming off of that train.
I get that, but I want to see what happens going into next year and seeing what moves that they make, because he's already made moves. But you trust him to make those moves.
Right, he's earned that trust.
We're talking about Stanley Cup champions. Chips. If you look at the Browns, there's a reason why they're in the situation they're in.
They haven't earned that trust.
And so it's almost the same thing with Bears fans trying to trust Ryan Pace to go, listen, we want to trust you, and we want to put our trust into you that you're going to make the right decisions for this organization moving forward. But we still, it's not enough time. And in this business, you and I both know, in football and in sports, you don't get that much time. You can be looking towards 2020 if you want to. Right. You might not be here in 2020.
So this is Pace's draft.
This is it.
If he screws this draft up, do you then say, all right, I don't trust you? Because he's had a good draft. His first draft, last year's draft was good. Last year's draft was good.
Yeah, I wanna trust him. Ernie,
I think he's right on that edge of, if he has another good draft, then you begin to trust him and you begin to put your faith in the youngest GM in football. You begin to put that faith in him. But if he screws this up, and I think that's got to be playing into his head. So do I take Watson, or do I take a for sure thing with, or as close as you can feel as a for sure thing with a Solomon or Adams or a Hooker? Or here's one that no one's talking about, which I know the Bears probably won't touch. What about Conley? He hasn't been charged with anything. You know, it's out there what happened, but he's supposedly got witnesses that put him somewhere else. He hasn't been charged. But do the Bears stay away with it because of the Ray McDonald fiasco?
Yeah, I think that anytime that you look at an organization go through something and then have to, it maybe the opportunity comes around again, that first instant actually kind of steers you away from long-term. We're talking about Ray McDonald. Who was
a convicted. He was convicted.
But he was also a guy that was in the NFL already. We're talking about drafting somebody with issues already. You know
but
what I mean?
But does he really have issues, or was this woman just
I still
PO'd? And here's another thing. Do you take a flyer on him with a sixth-round pick? You're getting a top 20 talent with a sixth-round pick? I mean, I can't be mad at the Bears.
There's a guy.
Because then you can walk away from that. If it comes out that he actually did it, you can walk away. You're innocent until proven guilty in this world, supposedly, listen, correct?
I get that, but
I know perception is perception, if I can burn a fourth or a fifth round pick on Conley, I'm in. I'm all in.
Real quick, a lot of people chiming in on Facebook Live right now, and a lot of good comments. I'm trying to get to all of them, so they're not coming up on my phone for some reason, so I'm trying to read them here. And a lot of people are saying, if you got issues already coming in, that they want the Bears to steer clear.
Let me say this real quick. Yeah. Let me say this. I do not condone anything that may or may not have happened. I don't want people out there thinking that I'm pushing for this guy. I'm just saying, you're supposedly innocent until proven guilty. It seems, from what I've read, it seems that he has witnesses saying he wasn't there. Of course, those could be his boys. You know what I mean?
Dude.
But if I can waste a seventh-round pick on a guy that I can then walk away from if it comes out that he has done what they said, and I'm not burning anything, I mean,
let's get back. Okay.
Let's get off, Conley.
No, I get where you're coming from. Everybody, right now, like the four comments I'm looking at from Aaron, Joshua, Matt, and Johnny all say Adams. Get Adams. Great player. Great leader. Ernie, where there is smoke, there is fire. So chill.
Okay. Okay. I'll take that. I just threw it out there.
That's what Aaron just said. Aaron said you got to chill.
Aaron, I'll chill.
Listen, I'll chill
because I'm on Jamal Adams' bandwagon, too.
Okay. Everybody is on the Adams bandwagon, but there's something. Bears fans, and I want you to listen to this. So you got to hear this because this is one of those telling tales what I want to try to figure out, and I'm trying to break it down. People in Chicago who I trust with their word when they write something or when they say something, if they're reporting on something. And some of those guys here in Chicago, I'll throw out one name that I truly respect, and he's been on this podcast many times, and I sit down with him, across with him every once in a while, at least once a year, and talk football with him, and that's John Moon Mullen. Oh, and Moon Mullen has been locked into the Bears for years. And when he comes out and says that he thinks that the Bears are taking Watson at 3, it's hard for me not to think that that guy has some inside information about something that's going on.
He is legit. We've talked to him for years, and I like you, I listen to what he says. Well,
people were talking about trading down. Like, you want to trade down. I get it, but you look at from anywhere from where, from 3 to about pick number, I would say 12, 13, all those guys that you're going to get in that area, or once you get there and go back after that, I feel like you're it's slim pickings. Yeah. You know what I mean?
My thing is this. Who wants to trade up? Like, everyone talks about, let's just trade down.
You have to have some.
It's like making a baby. You have to have a partner.
Well, yeah, you have to have a partner with you, but you also have to have, in which this draft doesn't seem from previous drafts, is those quarterbacks.
Right.
Mostly
everybody
wants to come up and get those quarterbacks, and when you don't have them, who's making phone calls? And I think there's going to be phone calls made, but I want to know
who's a strong quarterback class.
Who wants to move up? And that's kind of you got to find someone to be able to move up. I just thought that with the pick of getting Glennon, getting Sanchez, that it made it a lot easier for Ryan Pace to go out there and get a quarterback if he wanted at number 3, because they don't have to play right away. Gives them time to sit and relax and chill a little bit, and then watch and see. The Glennon thing, everybody's wondering about the Glennon. The Glennon, it's only a one-year deal.
Basically a one-year deal.
You're giving up that one-year deal. His signing bonus, he made his signing bonus, $3 million.
Right. Do you think Pace really likes Glennon?
I think Ryan Pace likes
Glennon. So in that vein, maybe he doesn't draft a quarterback because he's got his possible quarterback of the future.
He likes him for right now. He doesn't like him for he's not a future guy.
Right. But he likes him for now.
Listen,
what about Brad Kaya?
But that could change. Earn, that can change, bruh. Because you never know. Let's see. Right now, everybody that is upset about the Glennon pick or they don't like it, listen, we don't know what's going to happen. We have to wait out and see what this guy does year one, or even give it. I always say give somebody 6 games. Let's see what they do in 6 games before we start. I have a hard time predicting what the outcome is going to be record-wise of a team because I don't know who a team is until about 5 or 6 games into the season.
Yeah, you can't. He may come in and click and be like, whoa.
You might be like, what? But offensively, I think that's it. People keep talking about defensively, right, with this team that you want to get better defensively. I'm all for it. Listen, I'm all for it. I am a Jamal Adams fan. I've liked him forever. I like what he's all about. I like hearing him talk off the field. He is everything that you want. But he's a darn good football player.
He could be the second coming of Mike Brown for this team. He could be the second coming of Carrier. We had those ferocious safeties back in the 80s and early 90s. Those safeties that would thump you. Then we had the one that could run, but we had that ferocious, strong safety that would just thump you, and I would do anything to have that in the back end again. Because I agree. I think we get picked apart by these quarterbacks. Picked apart. Nobody is scared of our secondary, and I think we're closer to finishing the defense than we are to the offense. We're very close to having a legitimate top 10 defense. We're right around the corner. We just need a couple. We need a cornerback. We need a safety.
Sergio, stop, man. You're trolling us over here. Money Manziel or the Bears need Tim Tebow. We're not doing that. We are not doing that. 312-644-4110 if you want to chime in. Talk to us live on the air. We would love to talk some Bears with you, talk some football, talk some draft with you. A lot of stuff coming in, man. Yes, Justin Jackson, I appreciate you, man, on Facebook Live right now his comment. Stay away from Deshaun Kaiser. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Please.
Thank you.
That's not even a question.
Not even a question. I think
maybe if he was in the sixth round or something.
Dude, there's no way. I watched it. I don't even like Notre Dame. And I watched Notre Dame games just because I wanted to see, you know, especially being in the Midwest and being so close.
Didn't you almost go to Notre Dame?
A lot of friends that, you know, went to Notre Dame.
Didn't you almost go to Notre Dame?
Yes, almost went to Notre Dame. big time games, non-existent. He's not going to win you. He doesn't win you games. Nah. He's not going to be that guy.
Not a fan.
That's what Watson is.
Not a fan.
I'm not saying that I feel like the Bears should take Watson at number three, but if they did take him at number three, I would not be upset. I'll tell you that. I'm going to tell you that right now. I would not be upset at number three.
I guess you can't be upset. If they take it and that's what they feel, I am still believing. I choose to believe in this organization and in this hierarchy. I choose to believe in them right now.
Okay.
So if that's who he says is going to be his pick, his man, I'm going to follow behind him until it's proven me different. But I'll tell you this.
What?
If this draft goes sour and he's bad, I'm now more on the other side of that line. Now I'm starting to wonder, are you really a good GM? Do you have the right people in place? Can Fox coach?
Fox, first of all, Fox is here. This is it. I don't think Fox is here after this year.
Really?
No. I don't think Fox is here after this year.
What about Fangio? Because that's the one I don't want to lose. I don't care about anybody else. Yeah, what we never should have done is let Gase go.
Yeah, period. That was a tough deal.
They should never have hired Fox. They should have hired Gase.
Only reason why. The Fox thing at the time, though, it looked good you love the fact of what he's done and just like his resume.
It got me warm and tingly on the inside. Like, yeah, I was warm and tingly.
Let me tell you this story, because a lot of people don't know this story, and this is a story that people are going to get listening to the podcast or, you know, watching it live. Is I remember where I was at the Super Bowl, Man of the Year dinner we were going to with Peanut Tillman, and I was sitting around and we're talking with him and a couple of other guys.
That's the dinner you were going to take me to, but I couldn't go, right?
Yeah, you can't go to that dinner.
It's just like the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I was going to take you to the Super Bowl, too. Cool, I was going to take you to the Super Bowl, too.
That's right.
And what's the small running back from UCLA? Anyway. We were sitting and talking and having the conversation about, you know, what he was going to do. And if they thought that, listen, you got to listen to Fox. He's going to be the guy to be able to help out. Jones, Drew, Michael, appreciate you, man. Maurice Jones, Drew, I love all you. Orlando, everybody. Yes. Thank you guys so much. Maurice Jones, Drew was talking and we were all having a drink and he said, dude, I'm telling you, that organization is going to love Fox. He is a player's coach. He's a player's coach. He takes care of his veterans. And I was like, man, all right, there's something here. There's like something here. Well, everything that happened, is it some of Fox's fault? I think a little bit. And then I think you have to look at as well at things that happened last year. You can't ever expect all those injuries to happen to a football team. Like, come on. And not the key guys on your football team. You get even if you told me that was going to happen last year, I would have been like, you're lying to me. There's no way that's happening.
Yeah, it was one after another.
It was one after another. And so
unbelievable.
So Fox is a guy that loves his players. He takes care of his guys. He takes care of his veteran guys. But I also think in my heart, and I don't know anything. You don't know much,
but you know this?
I have this feeling that he is that coaching love of having to, he wanted to be in a situation where he walked in and he was able to kind of like be on 80 already and put it on cruise control. I don't think he was thinking about how much it was going to take to be able to rebuild this organization. And I don't think he wants to do that. That's just me on the outside looking in. That's how I feel. And he could have one foot out the door already in the parking lot at Hallis, like straddling the line. So
I'd like to see Fangio take over there.
Vic Fangio, I don't want to go anywhere.
Ever. You already heard the rumors that he wants out, that he wants to go back west.
He's not going anywhere.
I mean, I'm telling you.
The reason why he's not going anywhere, I'm going to tell you some more stuff that I know.
If what you say about Fox is true, then that's who I'm keying in as my next head coach, is Vic Fangio.
Listen, Ryan Pace loves him some Vic Fangio. Fangio's not going anywhere. Unless Ryan Pace is here. He's not going anywhere. He's not happening.
He's a hell of a defensive coordinator.
So you gotta love where defenses and if you can start to add pieces and what he does to a guy like to Adams that comes in, any of these guys that come in, they're gonna be in good hands defensively. And if you don't have your franchise quarterback, the guy that's for the future, then guess what? You build a defense to be able to stop some of those teams that you have to play, especially in this division when you got a guy like Aaron Rodgers. You got to build a defense, and I think it has to be able to start there. But every team wants their franchise quarterback. They'll do anything to be able to get him, and they'll take risks. You have to take risks.
What, how many franchise quarterbacks in the NFL are now? Four? Five?
I just want to know how many that you really, like – There's like a tier of like top tier,
right?
And then that next tier, is kind of like
they're close, but they're not really exactly. That. So what do you got? Three franchise quarterbacks?
I mean,
and then do you start taking like a breeze off of that? And I mean, and here's the thing: is Aaron Rodgers starting to crack a little? Are these guys starting to to get a little old? And that's why I want the DBs.
Ernie wants DBs, man.
I want DBs.
I mean, it's weird. I don't think people need to fall into this whole, this notion that, no one ever takes a safety. Okay, the numbers say that. But listen, best player available on your board. Ryan Pace said that today in his presser. They're still going by that scheme. The best player available. You have to. And if you don't, then guess what? You're going to be burned. But the reason why I love Deshaun Watson, your reason why I love him is because the comments he made about telling teams that, listen, if you take Mitchell Trubisky over me, you're going to pay for that. Oh, I love that. I love that in a guy. I love that in my quarterback.
That
I love that.
That talk scares me. Now I need to take him, because if we don't take him and he goes to the Jets or he goes to one of these teams behind us, and he plays for 12 years at a level that he can't, I'm going to be so upset.
Hey, I'm telling you right now, I love that.
I'm glad I'm not Ryan Pace.
And we're going to have to watch how this develops as well, because a lot of Bears fans out there, listen, I know you truly love Jordan Howard. I want to know how much. That's the question that I have. How much are they going to rely on Jordan Howard in year two, and how many carries is he going to get? Are we talking like 380 carries? Because I want him to be around, and I want Jordan Howard to be around when this team actually gets good again. I don't want to use 3 years of him in a rebuilding, and as we're trying to rebuild this thing, and not have him for the long term. Because to me, he's a guy that I want to build around. I want him to be around for a long period.
Well, if you want him to be around, then this year they should not workhorse him to death, because your line is still a work in progress.
Yeah,
you're not the Cowboys by any means.
Yeah.
So he's going to take punishment. So spell him. Bring in Langford. Don't hammer him. When your line gets up to par in a year or two, now he becomes that feature where he gets every carry.
I've seen something. I've seen a name pop up.
A name floated by?
A name popped up that I've been watching and I really like. Whoever it is, you can chime back in. Joshua Dobbs from Tennessee. In the third round, I keep seeing that. I keep seeing Dobbs' name. Brian Norris just threw it out there again. We're talking about a kid, an engineer major. Very smart. And we talked about how these mobile quarterbacks have kind of transitioned, and the smart ones we've seen be able to, guys that use their feet as well, but also learn to become better throwers.
Right.
How they've transitioned in the NFL as well. And I don't want to count anybody out, but we know for one thing, at the quarterback position, if you're smart, man, and you can figure out ways to make plays, man, there's a spot for you in this NFL, but you're not going to be able to just do it with your feet anymore, because you won't be on the field for too long. So
this looks like, I mean, Dobbs is obviously a project, correct?
Is he
more of a project than Watson? Less of a project than Watson?
Watson's a lot more established. He's got his resume.
What kind of offense
does
Dobbs run?
Same as all these other guys. Out of the shotgun, not really. There's definitely going to be a ceiling, but his smarts.
Yeah, in the position that he's in, retain
information.
Yeah,
dude, I don't know.
Because
that's the problem with a lot of these quarterbacks that are coming into this draft.
They're dumb.
None of them are in pro style offenses. So we're looking at guys and we're judging them on what they do from a spread offense. They're spread offense guys that never get underneath center. They don't call their own plays. They don't have to read and make a lot of different reads because it's already determined by run pass option. So it's hard to watch film on these guys. You know, the name that popped up again was Pat Mahomes from Texas Tech.
There's a lot of brothers running around here throwing the ball. I just want to throw that one out there real quick.
Hey, man, I get it. Our guy Bill Oczepka chiming in on Facebook.
OC!
Yes, the OC.
Getting married Friday.
Yeah. Michael just threw out Brad Kaya played in a pro-style offense in Miami. You know I'm a Miami guy.
I was going to say that. I wanted to wait to throw up to you and say that why don't we wait a little while and we can get a Josh Dobbs who scored a 29 on the Wonderlic and graduating with a major in aerospace engineering. He is actually a rocket scientist.
He's a rocket scientist.
Does he have a rocket for an arm, though?
He can throw it. I don't know if it's as the strongest.
But he may be able to tell the trajectory and the how hard he needs to throw. He can figure that out quickly.
Brad Kaya, great kid.
Dude, I want to take the Wonderlic.
Did you know his mom is Felicia from Friday?
What?
Yeah. You didn't know that?
No. Bye, Felicia.
Yeah. That's Brad Kaya's mom, man. And it's awesome lady. Super, super awesome. Awesome. Everything about her. Everything about him. Good guy. Good kid. I just don't know from watching so many Miami games if that's the way that the Bears want to go in one of those later rounds with a quarterback.
You're not sold on Brad Kaya?
I just had the feeling. I love the fact of that he, you know, had a chance to come out this year, but I thought he should stay in college for another year. I think he had things that he needed to work on. And it's not bashing him. It's just I thought he could be better and come out and be better. So we'll have to see, man. You never know. But, man, we will see what the Bears do with that third pick, and whether they trade down or they try to get more multiple picks or whatever they try to do, it's going to be interesting. We'll all be watching. We'll all be talking about it next week as well here on Down and Distance. So we get a chance to be able to see what this Bears team does and what the future holds. And not just the first pick, the other picks that they have as well. Right. Like, I'm looking forward to, because Ryan Pace has done a really, really good job in those later rounds of finding gems. So we'll have to wait and see what happens. We appreciate you for watching on Facebook Live. Also calling in as well. Ernie Scat, my man. Follow him on Twitter at Shy Voice Man on Twitter. I'm at Peyton Sun, PAYTONSUN on Twitter. If you get SON, that's my son Jaden. He's the next. Listen, Rizzo can't play forever, so you know, my little left-handed lefty is getting it in. So,
but what would the company be called? Jabrizzo?
Jabrizzo? Something. We'll figure it
out. It has to be Jabrizzo.
We'll figure it out, man. Hey, for everybody out there, as always, man, we appreciate you. We love you, and we were here, but now we're gone. Peace.